Hi, my name is Wynn Free, and welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. Don, weren't we going to rename it the Wynn and Don Show?
You know, I don't think so. I think we really, truly both loved the name Don and Wynn Show.
Is your mother listening tonight?
You know, she just might be listening tonight.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a special show tonight, and I'd like to welcome all our listeners back who have been patiently waiting for Don to move from Texas to Northern California, and
That was quite the move, and to all our wonderful listeners out there, we really do appreciate the patience. We know that it's taken us a few weeks longer than we anticipated, but the advantages are going to be well worth it. We have, an extreme amount of great stuff that's coming your way, and you'll see that over the course of the next few weeks and few months as we gear into this, but we're just excited to be back. You know we love you all, and I apologize for not being here sooner. Of course, that was my token apology.
That's right. You've got to start the show with an apology.
Or it wouldn't be the Don and Wynn Show.
For those who are tuning in for the first time, happen to be listening to us, the story behind the Don and Wynn Show is that Don had me do a show on login service about my experiences of my two girlfriends in a row that were channeling and having me have miracles, and he wanted me to do a show every week, and I said no, I could only tell the story once, and then we kept talking to each other every, you know, twice a week, and we became good friends, and I said, why don't we just tape our conversations and put them on the air?
And here we are.
And here we are.
Now we're good friends and great enemies.
Good friends, and then we have all these people as guests on our show, many of them who have very unusual stories themselves, because our planet is going through an unusual time right now, and it's hard to understand, and we think we may be giving a really good explanation for what's happening. And we have a very special guest tonight.
Extremely special.
And she has a beautiful British accent that's tainted by California. Now, I want you all to try to think, before she speaks, what would an English accent sound like that has California twang to it, okay? Because that's how our guest has described herself. Now, as far as I know, and I don't know because we're going to find out more about her, but as far as I know, she is a normal person who speaks and brings out the parts of people that are paranormal. But she may not be normal herself. We'll find out as time goes on. Victoria, are you normal?
I'm trying to be as normal as anyone can be in this crazy world. Good to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
You know, it's a pleasure, Victoria, to have you. And, you know, especially considering the type of thing we're going to be talking about tonight is such a, because I know that you and I spoke earlier, and I was saying the project that you created and that you're now executive, the producer, producing, and it's called The Gift on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it's a reality show. And I was just, when I read through it and I thought about the idea and I rolled it around in my noggin, I thought, this is an extremely wonderful idea. And again, we discussed that it's surprising that somebody hadn't thought of it sooner, and you did. And now it's going to be airing on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I know. We're very excited about this show. It hasn't been done before. And I, too, am surprised that it has never been done before, you know, we're very excited about it, and so thank you for inviting me on to come and talk about this show, and because we are looking for people who can take part, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure to have you. Let us, if you can, tell us a little bit about the premise of it, and more about you know, you led up to it and maybe the premise of the show and whatever you feel like speaking to our audience about.
Well, as you've mentioned, the show is called The Gift, and it is a weekly reality series that's going to be premiering on the Sci-Fi Network this summer. And the show is going to delve into the world of psychic phenomena in a way that we've never seen before. The why the show was created is that myself and the people I'm producing the show with, we believe that all of us have some form of psychic ability. And whether that could be just a basic level of intuition, or some people have more developed abilities, they're people who work as mediums, or they're telepathic. But we believe that everyone has some form. And we also believe that with proper training, everyone's psychic powers can be grown and developed. It's almost like we have a psychic muscle that we can take to the gym and we can train. We always use the analogy of a violin player. You know, you have a talented violin player, and then with practice they can become a virtuoso violinist.
I agree.
Or you have a talented athlete, and with training they can get faster and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we believe this of our psychic powers, that we can take our psychic muscle to the gym and train it. So that is what we are planning to do in our series. We are going to be putting through contestants through a boot camp for intuitives. And we are having some of the world's greatest psychics come in and teach them and train them up in all different disciplines of psychic ability.
Amazing. Amazing. I just love the premise of that show.
It's our, we're calling it the Psychic American Idol.
When is the show going to be on?
It's going to be premiering in the summer.
In the summer.
We are filming in April.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are busy looking for our contestants.
Looking mm-hmm. for the contestants. So I
get... You're looking for people. Excuse me, Don.
Oh, not
a problem. I didn't mean to cut you off. Your mother's going to yell at me. Let's see now. When you say you're looking for contestants, are you looking for the people that are going to be trained by
yes.
the psychics?
We are looking for the people who are going to be trained. We're looking for men and women who think they have a baseline of psychic ability and who are eager to be trained in having their skills developed.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for men and women of all age groups. We would like them to be outgoing because they're obviously going to be in front of the cameras, and they will be being followed throughout their training. But we, you know, from any age groups, any professions, we are looking for these special contestants out there who can, you know, who are excited to get themselves trained up and can be part of this boot camp for intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Where's the show going to be produced?
So we're going to be filming here in California.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're asking everyone to go to sci-fi.com, www.sci-fi.com. And then you will see the application process.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping we can get people from all across America to apply and come and try out. And we're going to select our special men and women.
Well, you hit the perfect network to ask for contestants here, because you know, there are so many people that are coming in to some sort of psychic awareness. Because I'm a firm believer, as you are, that all of us harbor this talent. And many people that listen to our radio program, you know, often enough, as they're listening, especially to the Don and Wynn show and various other shows that we have going, they'll write us emails and phone us up and tell us how their lives are changing, that their intuitive abilities are changing, and it's pretty dynamic.
And many people don't understand what's happening or what to do with these gifts, or, you know, they're not quite sure. You know, I hear stories all over the place of people who, and, you know, it can be as simple as that, you know, they always know, they think of someone and then the phone rings and it's that person.
Yes.
But then there are other people who, You know, I've spoke to someone recently, and he says sometimes at night he does astral travel, and he doesn't understand it, and it actually frightens him. And you know, there's other people who you know, they become clairsentient. They start to sense things, and they can feel different energies. And we want to explain all of this on our show. And, you know, we're looking for people with all different kinds of abilities. You know, some people we know feel they communicate with the other side. We will be looking for people who feel they have that ability. Others are able to, you know, are clairvoyant, and some people can see into the future, but they're not working as professionals. We do not want to be training up professionals. That's the one thing that
right.
we do stipulate with this show.
Right.
You know, we are looking for ordinary men and women from around the country who have a baseline of psychic ability but are not working as professionals.
Right.
They're going to be trained by professionals.
Now, who are the professionals that are going to be doing the training, if you can share it?
Well, I can share a few. We are having Dr. David Morehouse. I don't know if you know David Morehouse. He actually worked for the CIA as a psychic spy.
Right.
And he actually teaches remote viewing.
Remote viewing, yeah.
Yes. And he's a brilliant man, and really understands the science behind this as well. So he is going to be part of the show. And we have a medium, a wonderful medium called John Holland,
mm-hmm.
who has an amazing ability, not just of being able to communicate with the other side and make contact with people's loved ones. He's got an amazing gift of being able to go into buildings and, you know, read the history of the building, and if there's been a dramatic event there, you know, he'll be able to describe it, and he's an empath as well, so he can start to feel what happened. And this can date back, you know, really right back in time, and he's able to tune into that. So, you know, we have some very, very top people going to be training them in all areas,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we just feel very excited about it. Sci-fi is very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is their first kind of elimination show.
Isn't it really,
you know,
one of their?
Really, you know, it's going to be their equivalent of their American Idol.
Yeah, it's. I think it's. Isn't it the only reality show sci-fi has produced? Will it be the first?
It'll be the first contestant-driven reality show, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
so they're very excited about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we really want it to be a show with great integrity. We really are making sure that we have fantastic teachers, and you know, and we want to really present. You know, very fair and objective and balanced view about this, so the audience can make their mind up about it.
So themselves. What happens with these contestants? Let's say, I mean, you're looking for a run-up of, what, 10 final contestants, or you give us the number of final contestants, and then they run through their training. And then
yes,
we're
going to be training them each week in different disciplines.
Right.
Where they will train with a guest expert who will be brought in. And then we will be, once they finish their training, we will be putting them through a series of challenges.
And then there's a winner?
And that eventually, at the end of the show, there's going to be a winner.
And what, and for the winner, see, these are all the things that, I'm sure people are curious about. For the winner, what happens?
Well,
does he get to marry the beautiful lady or the good looking guy?
The winner gets an astral trip to Bangkok.
Well, the winner, well, obviously will be receiving the prestigious title of the winner of the gift, which I know is going to help them. You know, if this person perhaps wants to start launching their career as a
right.
professional, it's going to be a great launch pad
sure.
for them.
Absolutely.
And great exposure. We're also talking about potentially sending them on a trip around the world to different sacred places, and
mm-hmm.
also to carry on their training. but working with international teachers and taking them to some of the great places around the world. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of excitement for the person that wins. But I think it's not just about the winning. I really think it's about that emotional journey that they're going to be going on. This is, you know, they're putting themselves in quite a vulnerable position, you know. They're really going to be tapping into new sensations and new feelings. And I think it's going to be quite an emotional, life-changing experience.
I would agree.
Who takes part in this show.
Victoria, I have to tell you, but something you don't know about me. Don, are you ready?
I'm always ready, Wim. Okay, wait.
Victoria, you know who Edgar Cayce is, yes?
I do indeed.
Do you know that I'm an author and that I've written a book that's entitled The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and that my book presents a million to one case that Edgar Cayce is back in the world as a 31-year-old young man right now?
How fascinating.
And I'm going to definitely have to send you a copy of my book.
I would love that.
He might be, he just might be a candidate for an expert.
How could you imagine?
I mean,
how remarkable that would be. But I know that we will be having some very,
yeah.
I believe that whoever is selected to be on this show, mm-hmm. it's their part of their destiny.
Yes. I mean, you know who Uri Geller is, yes?
Of course.
Uri Geller gave me a quote for the cover of my book saying this guy is definitely Edgar Cayce. He studied the case. It's one amazing, amazing story. It's like science fiction in of itself. And his role in life is not to do exactly what Edgar Cayce did. It's different. But he still has huge abilities.
So what does he say that he's here to do?
You know what? If I start talking about this, I am going to take over the show.
Now you've got me intrigued.
I think he's here to prove the scientific portion of the spiritual.
Well, Don, is it okay if I tell her? Victoria, I'll take 2 minutes, and then we'll go back to you, okay?
Because I think, you know, Edgar Cayce, he's a very great example of the maestro, you know?
Well, in my book, I bring through all the current messages. I explain who was talking to Edgar Cayce, the big picture of how the other side works. And I mean, the book is getting so many great reviews and it's blowing people's mind because it's like a missing link of explanation. The story of this guy is he was living up in New Paltz, New York, and he started writing his dreams down. And when he woke up, he found messages like somebody was talking to him. And after a week, he first thought he was making it up, and after a week, the messages started to predict his future, and things would happen. And they started to make predictions in the world, and they would happen. And after a year, it was his dream voice. He called it his dream voice. He asked him to move to Virginia Beach, which was where the Edgar Cayce Institute is. And he moved to Virginia Beach. He visited the Edgar Cayce Institute. He found out he was the spitting image of a young Edgar Cayce.
Yeah, it looks just like him.
And so now, He formulates a question to his dream voice and says, "Why do I look like Edgar Cayce?" And he gets an answer. And the answer is essentially, because you are. And if you study Edgar Cayce, you'll see all the parallels. But this lifetime, if you're going to do your highest purpose, you're not supposed to do past life readings and health readings. You're supposed to explain to your planet this dimensional shift that's happening. So he freaks out and he starts studying Edgar Cayce, and he finds out that Edgar Cayce, in his own readings, predicted he would return in 1998, live in Virginia Beach, and may be a liberator of the world. And then he finds out his astrology chart, 5 personal planets, are all in the same sign as Edgar Cayce's, 1 chance in 300,000. His father looks like Edgar Cayce's father. It's a whole soul group come forward. I mean, if you look at the case and you look at all the odds of all those things being together in one person, it would be billions to one. Okay.
And does he have psychic? Does he have psychic
yes.
gifts?
Yes, he does. But let's not talk about it anymore now. We'll talk after the show, and I'll explain more because, you know, this is happens to be my personal passion. I studied this for 4 years in writing the book, and I know it up and down and right and left. And if you keep me talking,
I find that there's one example of a man walking around who's truly, truly gifted and you know, is the virtuoso violinist.
Well,
but I believe there are many, many others who are walking around. I believe all of us have some form, but there are many, many others walking around who are truly gifted too.
Absolutely.
And not quite sure of what to do with their gifts. And this is why we're so excited about our show, because it's going to give us an opportunity to explain all these different psychic disciplines. A lot of people don't realize that there are many different types of psychic ability.
Sure.
You know, we have mediumship, there's telepathy, there's precognition. Someone can be clairvoyant and see things, or clairaudient and hear things. I mean, there's many different types of psychic ability. And so we want to be revealing all of that and then showing, and the audience are going to be able to participate in the show as well. You know, we'll be giving out psychic tips, and so the audience will be able to develop theirs as well. So, you know, but what we first need is our wonderful contestants. So, you know, we really want everyone to go to sci-fi.com and apply.
Victoria, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested enough to come up with an idea like this. What's your background?
Before I came to America, obviously I was living in London, and started working in an advertising agency, actually, and I was producing commercials for clients such as Coca-Cola and Buena Vista. But I was always very interested in the psychic and spiritual worlds, and I used to visit some of the top psychics there who would kind of talk about my work in the world and my destiny, and it really resonated with me, and I always had a big pull to come to America. America really felt like my home. I always felt like I wanted to come here, and started working with a psychic who told me that I would be creating these shows about the psychic world and spiritual world, and It immediately resonated with me, and I became very, very obsessed about the subjects of metaphysics and spirituality and reincarnation, and actually started to do a lot of writing on the subject, and became a contributing journalist for one of the national papers in England, and began to really speak out about spirituality and metaphysics. At the time, it wasn't so popular over in England. People thought that I was a little bit crazy. but I couldn't help it. It really, really spoke to my heart. And, you know, and then I just decided that we really needed to create some conscious media here and really start talking about these subjects. But really what I love to do is to really create very entertaining shows while people are learning. You know, a lot of the time people will watch a documentary and it only reaches a smaller audience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People want to have fun while they're learning.
That's right.
And I know that people are out there wanting to learn, and I wanted to bring these kinds of subjects to a mainstream audience. You know, I wrote this show quite a while ago, and I sat on it and waited till Hollywood was ready for it. And now, you know, the metaphysical and the psychic world's become very, very popular in Hollywood.
Well, your picture, I mean, you have a beautiful picture, by the way, that we posted.
Thank you.
And the first impression I get when I look at the picture is that you've spent many a lifetime as a, believe it or not, witch. Yeah. Herbalists.
You better say a white witch.
Well, to witch to me means good. See, I don't know what people...
It's really funny because I can't watch anything where I see witches being burned at the stake. Or
yeah, you have a fear. In fact, I was going to say that. You get a fear. You have a fear of fire, don't you?
It's interesting that you say that I do.
Yes, in fact...
I can't watch any or anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. I saw, as soon as the picture, it said, witch, fear of fire, is it burned? And the first thing that I got was burning ropes, you, that image, the whole bit. And I think you were an herbalist, and I think you lived several lifetimes through this process. That's the feeling I immediately got when I looked at your picture. So it's
very interesting you say this, because...
And I'm as psychic, by the way, as a pet rock. But I have the weirdest feelings. Voices come into my head, from electronic voice projection to voices, not like your regular guy who thinks he's hearing his own voice. I'm talking someone screaming into your voice loud, and you're looking around trying to figure out who the heck, and you're sitting by yourself. And I mean, the strangest things have happened in my life, but I consider myself absolutely psycho blank.
Psychopathic.
Well, I first wrote this show actually was because when I came to America, I had a car crash,
mm-hmm.
and it really wiped me out for about a year. I became very ill, actually. My whole nervous system lapsed, and I had to spend about a year in bed.
Oh, wow.
And it was then that I started to develop all these other senses.
Yeah.
And they actually say it's quite common with people with psychic ability. They go through some form of trauma, or I know many people whose senses have suddenly been woken up by
mm-hmm.
a car crash. John Holland, who's one of the teachers and experts on our show, he had that. He had gifts when he was a little boy, psychic gifts, and then kind of moved away from it and kind of shut them away. And then had a car crash and could not run away anymore from the kid. And that's what I found happened to me that year in bed. It became a real process of discovery and discovering all these other senses that I had.
It's amazing. In fact, that's the way it happens with many people who are waking up. They're going through these either dark nights of the soul, accidents. They're hitting bottom one way or another. But... It's usually in a life condition, life-threatening condition of one form or another. Even depression can be, and they are just coming into their own. And I'm hearing this so often, it just doesn't surprise me anymore.
I think it's because we have to be taken out, some of us, and woken up and taken out of the physical world.
Right, taken out of the matrix.
I had my body taken away from me, so that was where I was able to really develop. Many more of my gifts, and I wouldn't say that I'm a maestro psychic, and I would never work as a professional, but I definitely can tune in now and use my psychic gifts, which I feel we all have, and it has really helped empower me in my life. I'm able to make better decisions now about things. I really trust my intuition, and because I'm confident now, and I've learned to trust. A lot of this is about trust. And because I trust those gifts now, I feel very empowered. And I really feel that there are many psychics working out there who are wonderful people, and they're doing fantastic work, and they're really helping people and guiding people. But what I want my show to do is to show that we are all our own psychics, and we do not need to reach out to someone else for our answers.
Good, I love that.
So we're hoping this is going to be a very empowering show for people, to show that they too, I mean, you know, I know Dr. David Morehouse was talking the other day about how, you know, 76% of the people believe in the invisible,
sure.
but they think it's something outside of themselves, and they find it hard to believe that this is them as well, that they're as powerful as that. And I think, you know, as our viewers watch this show and watch these contestants go on this emotional and spiritual inner journey, I think...
You've done a lot of good reading, I can tell.
Well, it's my passion. My passion, and also it's been my own personal journey.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yes.
Why I believe in this show so much is because I've been on this journey.
Well, I got
to
commend you.
I want to share it with others.
It's wonderful. I mean, to be able to show the world at large through a wonderful station like the Sci-Fi, and to show people that they can actually take your average everyday person and show him that he indeed does have it within himself to be a part of that one and to develop those gifts because they're natural. And just being here, I believe, on Earth makes it we lose those gifts or we forget them. And really, it's a process of forgetting. But those gifts are a natural part of each and every one of us. And when we get right down to the inner core of it, within ourselves, we can bring those out. And for a show to be made along that premise that will show that to a wide audience is just, Victoria, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, you're opening a great door because as Don and I have talked many times and had many guests talk about this, the key to all of this is not so much the idea of psychicness. That's a byproduct. The main product is oneness, that we're all part of each other. And as we tune in to the oneness, we start to feel other people deeply, and we get impressions that, you know, on a lower level become psychic impressions. But really, it's because we merged with the person. This is me, you know, this is how I feel it works. We merged with the person in spirit, and then we feel like them. We empathize with them. When it's all, our intuitions start to peak, and we know what's going on.
Well, we begin to realize that we're omniscient, we're omnipotent, we're everything.
We're part of everybody.
Exactly. We're part of everything. We're eternal.
Yeah.
And we tune into that invisibility, which just is an extension of ourselves.
So people are looking for that sense of being connected.
Yes.
And I think, you know, delving into the psychic world is that door that opens that
mm-hmm.
world and presents the possibility. And this is what my show, The Gift, this is what it's doing. It's showing the potential of who we are as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to mention it again for your listeners, because I promised that I would say at least 10 times that everyone must go to www.sci-fi.com apply and fill out an application form for the show.
Should they go to /the gift or just to sci-fi.com?
They can go to either.
Either or, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you're going to get quite an array of contestants. You have already a fan because that's me, because the premise of your show is not only fabulous, but I'm really going to enjoy seeing these contestants, develop.
It's going to be fascinating to.
It will be.
On all levels, you know, develop their psychic gifts, but as human beings, I'm going to be very interested to see the journey that they take and how it impacts their life.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, what is so interesting is I'm just delighted that it's being brought to a mainstream audience, because so often these subjects, within the spiritual community, they've been the only audience. And yet there's a huge global audience, mainstream audience, that has been starved of this information.
That's correct.
None of the television networks have been open to doing this. And now I'm just so happy to see Hollywood opening up to this. And we see the successes of shows like Medium and Ghost Whisperer. And they're beginning to open up, and now that we have this reality show as well, I'm very excited at what's starting to happen here in Hollywood, because I'm a great fan of bringing through this level of consciousness through the media. So mm-hmm. to have Hollywood embrace us like this, we're very excited. And what I'm delighted about with Sci-Fi is, you know, they're allowing us to make the show that we want to make. We want this to be a show of true truth and high integrity.
Now, are you looking to, and this is just an idea, but are you looking to maybe bring upon some experts that prove this etheric condition or the spiritual condition? The reason I say that is because there is so much science now. There really is. There's a lot of science, a lot of facts, a lot of proof that can establish direct connections and direct correlations between the spiritual or the etheric and the mundane, or the earthly. And a lot of that science is built around energy waves, sound waves, or torsion waves, as Wynn likes to call them, or experiments in emotions when you're dealing with working on other people's emotions and taking genetic samples apart from them and seeing those genetic samples change when the test subject is feeling various emotions, or when they take psychic and they say, okay, we're going to put a Chinese symbol on a card, lock it in a safe, and we're going to stick a roll of film in there. And when the psychics or the remote viewers actually get the symbol right, because they make it a symbol, it's very difficult to get, but if one of them gets it right, they find that each time it's correctly stated, the symbol, that the film has been developed. So if six psychics remote view it and get it correct, then the film has been actually developed six times. And there are many, I mean, there are so many science, so much science behind the spiritual, and it hasn't made it to mainstream. And I was just thinking, is that something maybe you'll bring in or down the road or think?
We would like to do a very balanced show between science and spirituality. We feel it's very important that we remain objective and we present the theories and the different viewpoints out there. So we really do want to bring forward any of the scientific theories and the spiritual theories as
sure.
well.
Well,
we want to have to create a very, very balanced show.
Yeah, well, that's what you want to do. You want to show the positive and the negative. In other words, you don't want to give it all in one light. You really want to show the pros and the cons, or the facts and the misnomers behind it all, but to give people a really good balanced view, and then they can make their own decision.
Absolutely. I feel it's important that, you know, we don't, you know, and I know Sci-Fi is in agreement, we don't want to be preaching. We just
Correct.
Want to be presenting.
Exactly. Good for you. You know, good for the Sci-Fi channel. By the way, that's my favorite channel. It always has been, and that's just the facts. I love the Sci-Fi channel. Of course, now with Stargate and SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis and Battlestar Galactica, my three favorite shows, you know, they've gripped me now. But sadly, I never have time to watch much anymore, but I do get to see those three shows because I tape them and I watch them in the early morning hours. But I love the Sci-Fi channel. And then this, you know, they're one of the few people that tends to break down barriers. And I love that.
Victoria?
Yes.
I have a question. You know, you've done something which is quite extraordinary and very much being a champion to make something like this happen. And I thought it would be helpful to our listeners to explain, how did you actually go from an idea in your head to convincing a bunch of people and getting to them and making them say, wow, this is what we want to do?
Yeah,
well,
it couldn't have been easy.
As soon as I wrote the show, you know, when someone, I've called it The Gift because I felt it was a gift.
Fabulous name, by the way.
And, you know, I set about, I was determined. I just knew that this show was meant to be on air and for people to see it. And I was very lucky. I was very lucky and I was very clever. And I found myself a wonderful producing partner. His name is Tony Krantz, and he is the executive producer of the hit show 24.
Oh, wow.
I met Tony, and he partnered up with me on this project. And he said when he met me and I gave it, he truly felt it was a gift. And we have worked closely together ever since, really believing passionately in this project. So, you know, it was great. I bought him a gift and he bought me a gift, and we formed this great partnership and team. And, you know, a lot of it's about belief. You know, I believed in this, and, you know, and we took it to a network that we believe have integrity and have a deeper understanding of this kind of subject matter.
Yes.
So, you know, but it's a wonderful feeling to, especially as it was predicted for me that I would have this show even before I set off for America.
Mm-hmm.
But to now be seeing this all coming true, it's complete validation for me.
Victoria, I'll share something that I learned as I was writing my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I think this will resonate with you. And that was that our planet and our solar system is going through an extraordinary period of time right now where it's lifting its vibration, and that a number of people chose to take incarnations who came from higher dimensions, knowing that once they got here, they would forget why they came. And they chose to do it to help the planet through this period. And you're probably one of them. And, you know, I don't know if you ever considered that, but people who
I always wonder what the, you know, it's very interesting how I've had a driving force that brought me here from England,
yes,
that kept me going, and it's something you get up and you don't stop doing the work.
Yes, and you're doing it. I can tell that you're doing it out of a sense, far more out of a sense of passion and mission than, say, you know, there's so many things in the media that people do for just making lots of money and, you know, things that will sell regardless of what the content is.
Well, there's nothing better as a creator and a producer on creating and producing a show that you love with all of your heart and you believe in, but you know it's also going to really entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the gift is going to really entertain as well, as, you know, bring through huge amounts of information that's going to really kind of, I think, enlighten people about who we truly are as human beings, and how we are living in a fairly limited way. We're not really tapping into our true potential, and this show is all about potential. So I think that's what's really exciting about it. And, you know, there's nothing greater than to do work that, you know, really sings to your heart, but also entertains at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm a very happy, lucky woman at the moment.
Well, you really put yourself out there, you know, to do a show like this. It's quite a, you know, I would say it's quite not only a handful, but you're really putting yourself out there. I'm amazed. That's fantastic.
Well, you know, I trust in this, and you know, I think it's going to do really well, and I just think there are so many people out there with psychic skills and who are going to want to watch this show and who are going to want to take part in this show.
I agree with you.
Do you remember? I don't know if you remember Uri Geller when he was on TV years ago, how he would tell people to put their watches on top of their TVs. And
oh, I used to, in England, I used to put my watch on the TV.
When Uri Geller was on?
Oh, yes.
and he would fix the watches, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Well.
Yeah, he's got a remarkable abilities, and you know, I've just met so many amazing psychics from around the world, and but you know, it's for me, it's about teaching ourselves how to do this, so we can be empowered, and we can trust our truth, and we don't have to hand that over to someone else to tell us what our destiny is and what the right decision is. That we can learn to do that by tapping into our own intuition.
Exactly. I mean, you hit it right on the button. It's about being self-empowered. and taking our own destiny and learning exactly who we are and what we're about from our own selves.
And what I love about the show as well is, you know, so many of these reality shows, you know, it's the young models and actresses, and, you know, and what I love about this is anyone can apply for this show because psychic ability, it belongs to us all. And so we're really looking for a really interesting range of people,
mm-hmm.
Whatever their age group, wherever they're from, you know, we really want to see an array of people to show, you know, how it's in all of us.
Well, I would like to take, you know, I know if they go and they want to sign up and apply for this, as you said, they go to sci-fi.com. And of course, they'll see a little video there of you, I presume.
Yes, that's
and then
introducing
it. Now, I would like, you know, if you'd like, we get, like I said, we get a lot of traffic, but we are a very large website. We have it's almost 3 gigabytes, so it's pretty sizable, and we get about 3 million hits a day. And what we'd like to do is, I'd like to take either whatever they give us permission or you give us permission to do, I'll take that entire caption off of Sci-Fi with the video, put it right on blogging service with the links to the sign-up, and then people that go to the index page will be able to, you know, check it out.
Well, we want as many people to apply as possible, I know that, and you know, we want as many different people as well. The only thing we ask for is that there not be professional psychics.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing background checks on that because we want to give everyone a fair playing field.
Yeah.
To start off with.
I apologize. That's one of the phone lines that are going here. I thought I shut them all off before the interview, but again, I haven't
because
done this.
Because people are excited about the show.
That's somebody that wants to be on the show.
Well, I haven't done a radio program for 30 days, so I'm a little, I keep forgetting to shut everything off before our own interview.
Yeah.
But we're back on track. But I would, if there's any little blurb that we could stick up on blog and service on the index page, I'm sure we could bring a few more eyes anyways and a few more sign-ups. And I think, you know,
that would be so great. And, you know, and just to let your listeners know, it will be a painless casting process. We have a wonderful team working with us.
Yeah.
So everyone is very nice there. So.
Victoria, are you in Los Angeles?
Yes.
You are.
Whereabouts?
No, I said you. I just said you are.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm here from Arizona. I'm in LA right now. Before I leave, I'm going to give you a book.
That would be fantastic.
If you want, we can go to lunch and I'll tell you some of the story.
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
So are either of you two going to apply for the show?
Me? Well, I don't,
put
Don,
you on the spot.
Don, why don't you apply and then I can have the show all to myself?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Well, I'm a weird. I'm the first person to believe that. You know, I know deep down inside, the psychic abilities are there because I've just experienced just about everything on every. The weird, but then when I try to duplicate it, forget it. So I just, my psychic ability is about zil unless it comes up and bites me, and it'll do that quite often. Why? I have no idea.
See, in Don's past life, he was a witch hunter. That's why he could kick you out so fast.
But I'm sure you have, you know, you have your psychic abilities, and a lot of the time it's that people aren't actually aware of them, you know, or will kind of put it aside and think, oh, I'm being silly, you know, oh, I'm being crazy. And when you stop doing that and allow yourself to actually listen and actually trust, then you realize that it's happening all the time.
See, that's
and
the big one.
And you can learn to become really aware of it and fine-tune yourself.
Yes. Well, when you start hearing voices that are in your head, like I've been working at a sweat and racing through work and working long hours, and then all of a sudden this voice rams itself into your head, or all of a sudden the TV starts talking to you, and it'll do it for 30 minutes, and you're thinking this is, and you're asking somebody next to you that, are they hearing what you're hearing? Because this is just unbelievable. And when things like that happen, you tend to think, am I losing it, or?
Well, I'll never forget when my producing partner, Tony, we were talking to one of the networks about this show, and, you know, and he's a very well-respected man in Hollywood, and I remember him telling some of the network executives that he hears voices.
Yeah.
And they looked at him like he was crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It comes in all forms, you see. I mean, I have a lot of my psychic ability happens at night when I'm sleeping. I have very, very vivid precognitive dreams that
mm-hmm.
seem to get stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a dream about the tsunami before it happened. In fact, I had one a couple of weeks ago about great flooding, and I was a little bit worried about, you know, is coming up on the East Coast, maybe some more flooding, and, you know, and I've learned to become aware of it. I've learned
mm-hmm.
to ask before I go to bed for information. And these are all the ways that you can start to train yourself, and it's fascinating to watch that development yourself.
When are you going into production? I mean, when are you actually going to start shooting?
We're going to be filming in 6 weeks. We're having our auditions, our final auditions here in Hollywood on March the 25th and 26th.
Oh, so people don't have much time.
So they don't. We will be having people apply until March the 8th. So everyone needs to get onto sci-fi.com and apply as soon as possible, because our deadline is March the 8th.
Have
wow.
you picked your contestants yet? Have you picked anybody yet? Or are you still?
We're still looking. We've already had some wonderful entries, but, you know, we want to know that we've done a really good thorough search, and we really have found eight or ten wonderful contestants.
Mm-hmm.
So people do have to be available for March the 25th and 26th. In Hollywood.
They have to come on their own nickel to Hollywood to apply.
Yes, and then we will obviously be selecting our eight, and we will be filming from April the 17th through till May the 5th. So they also have to be available then. But it's
mm-hmm.
going to be a great adventure for them. They're going to meet wonderful people,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's a chance of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Again, this is why I normally turn off the phones. We have half a dozen phone lines in here. And
maybe it's someone calling in from the other side.
It's my mother, and she's about to give Wynn a whooping.
Victoria, when we first started the show,
she's mad, can't you tell?
And Don's mother would always say, I think Wynn was talking too much. Just give you more time to talk. So we include her as part of the show now. Hi, Hildy, if you're listening.
Tell her to stop calling, please.
I'm not talking now. She might be telling Victoria to stop talking so much. God, you
probably.
Never know.
That's probably my mother who's saying.
Yeah. Well,
Well, I'm very disappointed that neither of you are applying yourselves.
What, as contestants?
Yes.
Well, what would it see? The only thing is, I have, you know, personnel coming in to take over a lot of the production of this, but that's not going to be until the mid this month.
I couldn't leave the Don and Wynn show for 2 months. I mean,
how long does it take?
Don is codependent on me.
How long is this? I mean, would it be for 2 weeks or?
It'll be from April the 17th to May the 5th.
You know, that's not bad.
How many episodes are you going to film during that period?
We will be doing 6 episodes.
Six episodes.
That's what we're starting off with, but we're planning for this to be, you know, ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be our psychic American Idol on sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Very excited.
Well, I'll tell you what. When? I'll make you a deal. If I sign up, you sign up.
What, as adding psychic?
I could even have my twin brother sign up.
Can we talk about our past lives? Gosh.
I heard you were, remember, you said you had no psychic ability, and now all of a sudden you're getting some of these higher dimensional forces coming through you. And I won't go into that right now, but hey, I think you...
Victoria?
Well, I am...
You know what happened to me when I was 2 years into writing the book? I started writing my dreams down, and they started talking to me. And I found out that they were watching me as I was writing the book. Hmm. See, now I'm crazy. Now she thinks I'm crazy, Don.
I don't profess that anything.
Well, then she'd be
so
right.
Are they all crazy?
Our audience already knows you're nuts.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm a witch.
That's right. But a herbalist. I said herbalist. I think you really worked in... as an herbal witch and worked in potions, remedies, cures, that sort of thing. That's what came across. I'm bizarre.
Oh, I'm very excited to hear that.
Don, are you sure you didn't talk to Robbie Thomas before the show started?
No.
Okay.
But I did talk to him earlier this morning, but not about the show.
Okay.
We were talking about three other movie productions that he wants to do in Canada. And, but that's another story for another day.
So listen, we have done our hour, Don.
We have.
And
it's been so great talking to you both.
Well, if Winfrey signs up or Don Newsom, if I can get him to sign up, I'll sign up, and or maybe my twin brother will sign up. He has some strange abilities.
Well, you know that
talking's
twins,
one of them.
Twins are supposed to be very telepathic.
Well, we used to be able, if we were to guess, if my brother and I, when we were younger, you'd say 0 to 20, we could guess 9 out of 10 numbers from 0 to 20. And one time we were in the car and I said to my mother, well, we're going to do it 1 in 1,000. And I was right in the back seat and I said 443, and Doug and my mother almost caused a car crash, turned around and... You know, they were stunned, and we would feel each other's emotions, each other's pains. He once saved my life from a knife that was thrown at me, and didn't even realize it. And the strangest things did happen to us when we were younger. There's a lot of them. I won't go into them all, but there's just a lot of. We had our own language. We were in other rooms and did the same things when we were young, and all the. It's just strange growing up as a very close twin. We've worked together all our life, went to school.
It's a very different life. It's a very different life being a twin, I could imagine.
It's like I'm two people and I just feel whole when I always without him. It's, I don't know, I feel like two people. I can't really describe it any other way.
Mm.
I feel like him and I feel like me. Sometimes I don't... I mean, people call me by Doug or I'll answer as him or I'll feel like him, and half the time I start thinking I'm Doug. Sometimes I feel like a nut and sometimes I don't.
Well, I think that's part of that oneness thing. You know, part of your soul is connected to his soul, so there's like, you are each other.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, even people that aren't twins can start having that connection, even momentarily. It happens to me all the time where, you know, I start focusing. Well, for example, yesterday, I was having a conversation with somebody about the pyramids. And this woman had read the chapter of my book on the pyramids, and she asked me where she could get a pyramid. And I said, I have no idea. Just look on the internet. And so that was the day before yesterday. And then yesterday, I happened to do a search, and I came up with a site on pyramids, and I started reading it, and I sent it to her. And she said, oh, she just read that site 15 minutes before I sent it, you know? And, we create this momentum where we're interlinked on the other side, And when you're acting kind of spontaneously and you're letting the flow happen and you're not too controlling, suddenly things like that just happen.
Well, that's right. You start to become the creator. Instead of becoming somebody who is reflexive or somebody that is constantly on the defensive, or you become the creator, and you allow things to be as they will be, and the universe starts to bend itself around you.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways.
You got it. Listen, Don. Are we going to call in the light at the end of the show?
Victoria, this is something that Winfrey and I do at the end of every show. We call in the light, and it helps us clear out negative energy and helps us send light to those who need it.
Victoria,
yes.
I want you to listen to this carefully, because this is something that maybe there's a way to adapt this to your own show. I give up all the rights if you want to use it, because I don't know. Do you remember how when people would meditate together, the crime would go down in an area? Have you ever read those studies?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
When you're in front of an audience, there's the opportunity to bring a group consciousness of the whole audience together and change the consciousness of the planet for a moment. And we always do that. We take the opportunity at the end of the show, because people are listening and we know we have their attention, to put those energies together. And I call it calling in the light. And if you do it on the show, you might have to adjust the vocabulary so it doesn't have any sound of religion to it, but where you can still do it with the same intent and have the same effect. So,
well, before we do that, let's just,
Before we do that, why don't you lift your phone off the hook, Don?
In fact, I apologize. Let me, do exactly that. It's the only phone I didn't, switch off. But as far as, before we do that, I'd like to just let people know that, Victoria Holt has, been our guest today. She is the executive producer and, creator of a new reality show on the Sci-Fi Channel called The Gift. And she is hoping that many of our audience and our listeners will take the time to sign up if they feel they may have psychic abilities and want to learn to use them and appreciate them and go on a new journey of self-discovery. Maybe they'll go to sci-fi.com and apply to be a contestant on this show. And it's probably going to be a life-changing event for you, and one that's going to benefit you in ways you couldn't even imagine right now. And even if you feel a little bit of an inkling that, yes, this is something I should consider, you know, you might be feeling that because it's something you should consider and maybe something you should do. It might just be part of your destiny. And you won't know until you stick your foot out there and try it. So, people, get over to sci-fi.com, sign up to become a contestant, and enjoy the journey, because that's really what it's all about. We enjoying the journey and not taking life too seriously, and making some gains forward as we're here. And anyways, we really, truly appreciate Victoria Holt being on our program. Thank you, Victoria.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been great speaking with you both, and thank you for letting me spend this hour with you and talk about our show. We think it's very special, and we hope all your listeners will come on board and apply.
Absolutely.
It will be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And you're going to be on again next week on Walking with Spirit with Monique Chapman.
That's correct.
So for those of you who have friends, relatives, or neighbors, or those coworkers that you know of that might be interested in hearing about this new reality show and what it's all about, make sure you tune in on the 7th to Walking with Spirit with Monique Chapman, and she'll be interviewing Victoria Holt again.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, Wynn. We're ready for you.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask just now for the presence of the light to surround each person here, each person that's been a participant in this show, and each person that's listening in, tuning in. And we ask that all negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We allow ourselves, right in this moment, to become a receptacle for the higher vibrations. The higher vibrations coming through other dimensions, radiating onto this planet, that we may ground those energies where we are, and we feel those energies moving through our body and anchoring into the earth just where we are. And we take this light and we send it to those people in need of healing. We send it to those people in need of blessings. We send it to ourselves that we can stay centered and connected no matter what happens to us. And we send this light to Victoria's show, that it might be a source that lifts the consciousness, helps to lift the consciousness of this planet, and that it be successful in doing so. And I thank you. Anybody want to add anything? Don?
Wim, I would just like to thank you and send the light to Terry and Daphne. And also to all those wonderful show hosts that we've been missing for the last month. I just hope they're all well, healthy, happy, and joyous. And I'd like to especially send a little bit to my father, who has a little bit of a health-related problem that could be, I'll just send him the light, and we know that things are going to work out just the way they should. And I love you, Wynn. You know I love you. I've missed you. And to my audience, I just thank you for your participation, for your loyalty, for your emails. I know that I haven't gotten back to many of them, but I've got thousands of them sitting here. And I promise you, I'm fast. I'll get to them fast. We'll get through them. We'll email you all back. I won't miss one unless something hits a virus or something and I lose them, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're all established here, set up. The move was wonderful, and we are certainly happy to be back with you, and God bless you all.
Victoria, would you like to add anything?
I'd just like to thank you both. I feel like I've got two new friends. I've met two new friends tonight. Old friends, probably.
Absolutely.
So it's been just delightful to connect in with you both.
Oh, thank you. It has been our pleasure.
So we wish you all a good night.
And
we'll be on again Saturday night, right, Don?
We'll be on again Saturday night at 8 p.m. This was a special presentation of the Don and Wynn Show. And to all you, we have one more show coming up here tonight. We're a little late getting started, but it's with our wonderful psychic, Michael Goger, and we will have him on in about 5 minutes. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you Saturday. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.